Now roll into our post-race press conference for the CRC Brake Clean 175, and we're joined by winner Corey Heim, driver of the number 11 Safe Light Toyota. Corey, incredible race tonight. Walk us through the race from your perspective.
Yeah, I think pretty cut and dry for us today. We had a rocket ship of a Thunder Charity Pro today. Was able to rebound after a rough first lap. Got put through white pretty early there, and was able to rebound and take the lead by the end of the first stage. So. Just so thankful for everyone at Tricon Garage, Toyota Racing, Safe Life for all their efforts. Definitely, just been so solid this whole year, really, from start to finish, and hoping to keep it going, and I know we will, and got a long season ahead of us.
Good deal. If you have any questions, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start with Zach, and we'll go to Davey.
Zach Sturdiello, NASCAR.com. Corey, that last restart, what was your perspective on that? Obviously, the 19 didn't seem to get as good of a launch there. What's going through your mind coming into that restart, and how do you feel you executed it?
Yeah, I don't think there was any debate on which lane to choose. It seems like the top always fires off really good here. It's such a long straightaway. Everyone gets kind of bottled up on the bottom, and I don't know what it is that makes the top so good here on the restarts, but it always seems to be a little bit better. So. I had Grant behind me, and he gave me a great push going into one, and I knew as soon as I was clear, I was just going to have to hit my marks and go from there. So I was a little worried about just the heat cycles and the rain and stuff, and if that the compound traction stuff that was left over from 2022, if that was going to be really slick like it was in practice, but it all worked out for us, and I was able to use it and pull away.
Go next to Davey, and then we'll come work our way down the line here.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Corey, the nature of red flag, come to pit road, don't get out of your truck, go back out, come back, get out of your truck, cover the cars, the stop-start nature of it. Is that tough for you as a driver, especially in the position of having the fastest truck and leading the race?
Yeah, I think getting out is the toughest part, and just having to regroup after that. Anytime you get out and take your helmet off and have to talk to your guys like that, it's definitely really tough, especially when you're in a position to win the race, and at any second you can be told that the race is over and it's declared official and you're the winner, waiting for 20 minutes, getting back in and running six more laps. It's definitely tough, but at the end of the day, I knew I had the best truck, and just having to go out and defend that was the biggest thing for me. So, yes, it was tough, but it helped knowing that I was, in a good position to win the race.
It seemed like, given the way that last year went for you here, you were a little bit more determined to try to avenge that loss, so to speak. Is that fair to say? And did you have any other race that you can remember wanting to win maybe as much as this one?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. It was so, such a big deal for me because I really feel like I gave the race away. There's been races where we've lost that have been more circumstantial, and it's like, well, nothing you could have done, at the end of the day, but that race was my race to lose, and I lost it. So coming back here this year, reviewing that and understanding what I could have done better was big for me, even though there was never really a time I had to play that scenario out. I just knew I was going to have to be aggressive from the first lap, and, it all worked out in the end. So, to answer your second question, I don't know if there's another race that I feel like I've brutally messed up and, wanted to redeem myself. I mean, I'm sure there has been, but this was probably top of the list for me since it was on the last lap and the second to last corner. Definitely tops the charts there.
We're going to go here at the gentleman in the white here, and then we'll go to Bob.
Seth Wilcock, In Between Media. Corey, congrats on the win. With the rumor mill going around that you could be in talks to potentially move up to a different series, does that change your approach behind the wheel at all, knowing that each week could be an audition for you?
No, I think I've always been the type of driver to take it one week at a time, regardless of my opportunities or my future. I think throughout my career, I've never really known what I'm doing next year. I've never really had a plan or a layout of, 5 years ahead. So I've learned to, fight for every opportunity and fight for every race, and that's just kind of my mentality. Even if I was guaranteed the perfect scenario for the next 5 years, I'm still going to go out and race my next race like it's my last one. It's just the mentality I feel like you have to have in this sport, and it's definitely tough, but that's just the nature of it.
Adam Chopper, Motorsports Today. First off, congratulations, Corey. So kind of as a follow-up to that last question, actually, just what do you think it says about you just in general? Like you said, you're taking it week by week, but just being able to have 5 wins this season already, only a little over halfway through the truck season. Just from your perspective, what do you think people are thinking of you right now?
I hope good things. It's been a good year for me. I try to keep myself a little under the radar compared to last year. Definitely, didn't end the season like I wanted to, and came back with redemptions on our minds to have the best season possible. And it's been a lot more up and down than last season. I feel like we were really big on consistency and maybe didn't get the wins that we wanted or deserved, but you know, we finished up front every week, and this year it's kind of been hit or miss, but wins are everything in the sport, and we've definitely got that down. So I'm hoping to get some more by the time the season's over.
More deserved. Thank you.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. There was some confusion on how many laps were left as the red flags were going on when they said there were six instead of eight. Did that give you any extra confidence that you had enough to make it? And if there were eight, do you know if you would have had enough?
Yeah, I think they made the right call there. I mean, we rode around for two laps, so I feel like that's, you know, especially with how big this track is and how much fuel you burn, it was important to make the right call there and make sure that, you know, you respect everyone's fuel calculations and make sure it makes sense for everybody. I think they made the right call there. I feel like the two laps added would have made it tougher for us, but I was able to do burnout, drive it all the way to victory lane and stuff. So I feel like if it was two more laps, it would have been fine, but it would have definitely been close. You know, I think everyone was really, really close from the very start, but those two, I think it was two cautions, maybe even three cautions, by the time we were said and done, definitely helped us out a lot for sure.
Corey, Eddie Kalegi, Motorsports Today. Great job today. You know, last year, circling back to Davey's question, you had a fierce battle with Kyle Busch, one of the best, and you ended up falling short. So what specifically were you able to learn from and take away from that race to be able to close the deal with this late restart tonight?
Yeah, I think that whole scenario with the last lap was more of a in general learning experience. I think I kind of got a little bit too comfortable with where I was at situationally, and I thought I had a big enough gap to where he was never going to be able to make it to my inside regardless. So clearly that didn't work out for me, and I've just kind of learned to understand it's never over till it's over. And you know, today in this last restart, I feel like, you know, since I got together in one, second or third place did, it definitely gave me some more room to never really have to worry about that. But at the end of the day, you never really know what could happen. I could start losing fuel, you know, come to the line and have to defend then. It's just you know, you learn the hard way that it's never over till it's over. So definitely a life lesson there.
Go next to Scott and my man in the black shirt.
Scranton Times Tribune. Corey, can you talk a little bit about the battle for the lead that you and Christian had early on in the race? I think it was like lap 12. You guys were racing like it was the final lap of the race for the lead. Can you just kind of take through that you know, that sequence there?
Yeah, it was fun. I love racing with Christian. He's a fierce competitor, and he always races me hard but clean. So, you know, it's really, really good to know when you're around somebody that you can race extremely hard but never will put you in a really bad spot or get you wrecked, I guess, cut and dry. You know, it's a good feeling. That's how I felt with Kyle last year. I was able to race him super hard, but I knew he was never going to, you know, make any mistake to take us out of contention. So definitely fun to race against him, and I'm sure we're going to have many more fun battles before the season's over.
Racing that hard that early, though, as if it was like the last lap, what about that?
Yeah, I feel like you have to. I mean, here track position's everything, and, you know, I feel like we've always kind of raced each other like that. So at the end of the day, I feel like that was necessary.
Bharat from Lucky Dog on Track. How much have Denny Hamlin's words helped you throughout this year, and what role has he played for you?
Yeah, I mean, Denny's been a huge advocate for me, so he's been great for me, and I've been able to lean on him a lot, especially with my start in Nashville. So, you know, he's been such a great help. I can't stress it enough, and, you know, him being my childhood hero makes it really special as well. So, you know, I met him for the first time, I think, in January or February of this year, so pretty recent, but he's been a huge advocate for me and also helped me a lot.
Andrew, and then gentlemen.
Andrew Stoddard, frontsource.com. Congratulations, Corey. Double duty weekend for you. You're running the Xfinity race tomorrow with Sam Hunt Racing and number 26. You've had some great runs with them so far this season. So kind of what are the goals and expectations looking ahead to a slightly longer race tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure. I think you have to, you know, keep in mind, I feel like last year we really struggled here at Sam Hunt Racing, but you know, a lot of good things have gone their direction over the offseason, and we've been clicking off some really good runs. So my optimism is very high going into tomorrow, and I feel like we can put a good run together and hopefully contend for the win. I feel like they've been so close to getting their first win this year, and I really want to be the one to do it. So it'd be awesome to be sitting here about 24 hours from now.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Corey, congrats on the win. Big picture, you sit 32 points out of the points lead with two races to go in the regular season. Do you still feel you guys have a shot at this regular season title?
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like 32 points, I mean, I definitely have to make Christian have a bad week at some point, you know, regardless of how good we do. But you never know. I mean, once again, like I touched on earlier, it's not over till it's over. And, you know, I feel like we've deserved to be the points leader by now just with our disqualification and the whole mess there and some other races and whatnot. But it's not what the scenario is, and we got to go fight for it. So Today was big for us. I mean, Christian had a good day as well, so not making our lives easy, but you know, it's going to carry into the playoffs as well, so it should be good.
And just to follow up with that, would you feel it would be an extreme disappointment if you guys don't win the regular season title, especially after what happened to Charlotte?
No, more would be a lot more disappointed if we didn't win the one at the end of the year. I think that's the main priority.
Any additional questions for Corey? Corey, congratulations on the win.
Much appreciated.